you also like to use, you love to use the English language as joke material, colloquialisms, cliches, idioms, slang expressions. Does a comedian have to have a love of language or an especially large vocabulary in order to perform his craft?
No, the nice thing about comedy is that there are so many different ways to achieve the goal of laughter. Laughter is a very unusual reflex, as you've probably looked into this on your own, and you know that laughter is one of the few reflexes that can be evoked both physically and mentally. We can make a person laugh by giving them a mental image of something funny, or we can tickle that person and evoke the same physical characteristics. The same thing happens to the heart rate, the breathing rate, and the endorphins in the brain. It's a healing art, comedy. It has power to transform people, even in the short term and in the long term. I believe that. And that scientists are looking into it more. It was always considered too frivolous to look into. But because it has this mystic nature about it, so to speak, it's interesting that there are so many ways to achieve it. There are the people like the guys who came out of those nightclubs in the 40s, the tumblers from the mountains, guys that could just stand up there and there was very little intellectual content in any of that. It was a limited kind of a vocabulary. But it was
mother-in-law
funny.
Jokes or whatever.
But funny as hell because the perspective was there and the surprise. Comedy always leads you down one direction and then grabs you and pulls you in the other direction. So how you achieve that? Oh, a million different ways. Carol Burnett probably doesn't write, I don't know this for a fact, but probably doesn't write a lot of comedy material over the years, gets up there and takes these sketches, adds her body to it and her sensibilities, and all these wonderful things happen. Mort Saul, very little movement on the stage, no different voices, no different faces, no bodily stuff, just the intellect at work, pointing out ironies. Now I combine a lot of things. I'm very fortunate and I consider myself lucky that I can use my body in my work, I can use my voice, I get to write these ideas, I can look for delicate things that are a little like lace, and then I can look for something like a couple of ash cans to throw at a wall, because that gets my effect too.
So the vocabulary
is not a necessity, obviously.
Not a necessity.
No.
It helps, or it has been a mainstay for George Carlin.
It helps when you're doing delicate things. When you're doing something that has a fragile framework to it, it helps to be able to get very nice and precise with your language, because then, again, you're leading them somewhere, and then, boom, you pull the rug out.